This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang now set to visit both North Korea and South Korea next week. Li is scheduled to stay in the North for 3 days before traveling to the South. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Jiang Yu.
During his visit, Vice Premier Li Keqiang will hold talks with leaders of both countries and exchange ideas on bilateral ties as well as international and regional issues of common concern. We believe the visit will further boost the development of China's relations with the two countries.
The Vice Premier's trip comes amid heightened multilateral diplomacy in recent weeks connected to North Korea's nuclear program. The U.S. State Department now says that it is going to hold nuclear talks with North Korea. The State Department says next week's planned discussions are a continuation of the exploratory meetings that have been taking place in recent months. U.S. side says it wants to see if there has been enough movement toward implementing an agreement set out in 2005. If there is, there could be broader talks. In recent months, North Korea has signaled that it is unconditionally ready to return to negotiations for the potential denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Afghanistan for an unannounced visit. Clinton is due to meet with Afghan President Hamid Karzai later on this Thursday in Kabul. It's believed Clinton is there to try to find some way to revive reconciliation efforts with the Taliban. The Afghan government's reconciliation efforts suffered a major setback last month with the assassination of top Afghan peace negotiator Burhanuddin Rabbani. Clinton is also expected to talk with Karzai about a long-term strategic framework with Afghanistan, which could be signed sometime before year's end. Embattled Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh now says that he wants Europe and the United States involved in any transfer of power in his country. In comments aired on Yemeni television, Saleh says he's ready to sign off on a Gulf Cooperation Council brokered deal for him to relinquish his power. However, he now says that he wants GCC, European, and U.S. guarantees that the deal will be implemented by the opposition. The deal would see him give up his presidency in exchange for immunity from prosecution. The heads of Europe's two most powerful economies have now met ahead of a critical European leaders' meeting this coming weekend. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have sat down to discuss how to deal with the debt crisis. However, the two leaders have not been able to come to a consensus. France is pushing the concept of turning the European Financial Stability Facility into a bank which could only access funds from the European Central Bank. There is opposition to this within Merkel's coalition government in Germany, though. The failure of Merkel and Sarkozy to reach a consensus at this meeting is now casting doubt on whether the rest of Europe's leaders will be able to come to a consensus when they meet for their make-or-break summit this Sunday. Central government here in China is now pushing to establish a social credit system across the country. The plan is to create a national record of people's official actions when it comes to things like business deals, applications, and academic work. This way, people across the country would then be able to check up on people they're working with to make sure that they're reputable. Central authorities are also planning on setting up a type of social credit rating agency to try to root out cheats. Beijing municipal government has brought in new rules to allow more people to have access to low-rent housing. Starting in December, low- and middle-income earners, new employees, and people without a Beijing registration who have worked in the capital for a number of years are going to be eligible to apply for public rental housing. Successful applicants will be able to live in low-rent apartments for 5 years. Under the new rules, the rents will only be slightly lower than their neighbors. However, successful applicants will get subsidies according to their income level and the size of their apartments. The death toll from a listeria outbreak in the United States has now risen to 25. The U.S. Center for Disease Control says the deaths have been spread out over 12 different states. The outbreak of listeria has been traced to tainted cantaloupes in the U.S. state of Colorado. Over 120 others have become ill, one of whom had a miscarriage. This is the worst listeria outbreak in the United States in over a decade. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is a father once again. Sarkozy's wife, Carla Bruni, has given birth to Sarkozy's first daughter. Birth of their child comes as Sarkozy works to hammer out a deal to solve the debt crisis in Europe. The name of the baby girl has not been revealed. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.